Hello, this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories for today. Private airline IndiGo is the worst performing carrier for consumers, while national carrier Air India has the best luggage policy, said a parliamentary panel chairman Derek O'Brien. TMC MP O'Brien, who heads the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Transport, Tourism and Culture, said the panel had taken strong note that during the festive season, some airlines were charging 8 to 10 times more than the normal fares. The Civil Aviation Ministry comes under the purview of this panel. Financial services conglomerate HDFC Group has become the most valuable business house in the country, surpassing Tata's, with the cumulative market valuation of its five listed companies surging to ₹10.40 trillion. While HDFC Group has five listed firms, Tata's have nearly 30 listed companies on the bourses. Bengaluru-based Sankhya Labs unveiled the first indigenously developed electronic chipset that can be used for functions like direct TV broadcast on mobile devices, curbing call drops and 5G connections. All electronic chipsets considered as the heart of modern devices have been developed by foreign companies so far. None of them is made in India because there is no modern semiconductor manufacturing plant in the country. Electronic chipsets of Sankhya Labs are also being manufactured at Samsung facility in South Korea. Telecom regulator TRAI has given time till January 31st for consumers to opt for channels of their choice under the new framework for broadcasting and cable services. Distribution platform operators have been permitted to seek options from consumers till January 31st and customers will be migrated as per their choice from February 1st. The new framework allows consumers to select and pay only for the channels they wish to view and requires TV broadcasters to disclose the maximum retail price of each channel and that of bouquets. All motor vehicles will come fitted with tamper-proof high-security registration plates from April 1st to protect against counterfeiting, Parliament was informed on Thursday. The Ministry has notified mandating that HSRP, including the third registration mark wherever required, shall be supplied by vehicle manufacturers along with the vehicle manufactured on or after April 1st, 2019, to their dealers, Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari has told Lok Sabha. The proposal to amend the consent rule in Central Motor Vehicles Rules 1989 was placed in the public domain and was discussed in a meeting on June 5, 2018. Moving on, the government is likely to infuse ₹28,615 crore into seven public sector banks through recapitalization bonds by the end of this month. The amount infused will help the banks meet regulatory capital requirement and its disbursement might take place before 31st December. Out of these seven PSBs, Bank of India is likely to get the highest amount of ₹10,086 crore, followed by Oriental Bank of Commerce, which might get ₹5,500 crore through recapitalization bonds. Union Health Minister JP Nadda has urged the Delhi government to implement Centre's ambitious Ayushman Bharat scheme, saying not only the people of the national capital but also those from other states who live in Delhi are not getting health benefits under the initiative. The Union government on September 23rd launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which aims to provide a cover of ₹5 lakh per family per year and is likely to benefit more than 10 crore poor families across India. Delhi is one of the three states that are yet to sign an MOU with the centre to implement the scheme. The country's automobile sector, which attracted $16.5 billion in FDI between April 2000 and December 2016, is expected to attract $8 to $10 billion more in local and foreign investments by 2023, the government has said. The year-end review 2018 of the Ministry of Heavy Industries and Public Enterprises, which made the projections, said growth of the industry in India since early 1990s is an example of how industrial prowess supported by progressive policies and national economic growth can yield rewards to all stakeholders. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.